98% of the time, people are celebrated when they do something different and they wear something that helps them stand out. And so I would first start as an experiment of go and try it and see how much you're going to have people coming up to you. I mean, I'm an introvert and people stop me all day. It's amazing.
Jen Katch is a transformation expert,
personal stylist,
and the founder of the bold and empowering brand, Stylegasm.
Known as her alter ego, the Style Dominatrix,
she helps creative geniuses and trailblazers
step into their most confident selves.
So if someone's listening that's like, they've seen a piece of clothing or something they would love to wear, but they've stopped themselves because they're too scared of judgment, what would you say?
Well, I would say...
Hello and welcome back to another episode on the Legacy Makers podcast. Today, Jen is joining me and we're going to dive into a fascinating story. And as you can probably see if you're watching it on video, Jen has quite the outfit. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So let's kick off. What's the story behind all this?
Yes. Well, my alter ego is the Style Dominatrix, and it's a creative metaphor that I use, and it's all around transforming your shame into your power, and it's a this persona that I put on myself. So I'm not an actual dominatrix in the traditional way, but I like to bring elements of it and add a bit of style to it, too.
I love that, and I think, you know, through my life, as an entrepreneur, I mean, one of my, I always say my biggest traits is that I don't care about what other people think about me. And one of the worst things in life is, I mean, everyone goes through life caring so much about, you know, other people's opinion, right? And for you to, you know, show up and do this and then teach this and help people, you know, kind of maybe step into their true self, you probably see a lot of that day to day. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when you dress up and express yourself, it's the best business card you'll ever have. And you know this.
Yeah.
And so just getting people to move through that and experience it themselves, it's completely transformational.
Great. And so look, if someone's watching this or listening and they're probably confused right now, they're like, what the heck? What is going on? What does she do? Right?
Yeah.
Can you just break down for everyone, like kind of how you help people?
Yeah. So my business is called Stylegasm, and I help people what I call unleash their it factor and be kind the kind of woman or man that walks in the room and people turn their heads and they're like, who is that? And they have a style that it expresses who they truly are and the energy about them. And yeah, just helping them to be the creative genius and the trailblazer that they are and have the visual identity to match that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, when I'm not interviewing here on Legacy Makers, my personal brand is a big, you know, red loud brand. And I have this famous signature red coat, right? Yeah. And I think in the last couple of years since wearing it, I must attribute at least $1 million back to this red coat just from walking in rooms, on stages, people coming up to you. And I think for men, you know, the old school way, or maybe still the current way, is the flashy car or the Rolex or whatever's on your wrist, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's great, but it's like a Rolex is, you know, X size, whereas a big red coat is much bigger and more eye-catching. And I think, again, like a lot of people would have more maybe style and more uniqueness to them, but they care so much about what other people think, they're too afraid to do that. So if someone's listening that's like, you know, they've seen a piece of clothing or something they would love to wear, but they've stopped themselves because they're too scared of judgment, what would you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, I mean, it's a green light if you feel a little bit of that trepidation, right? Like it's same with business, right?
Yeah,
like there's something deeper there. So I would encourage someone to try it. And, you know, I find for the most part, like 98% of the time, people are celebrated when they do something different and they wear something that helps them stand out. And so I would first start as an experiment of go and try it and see how much you're going to have people coming up to you. I mean, I'm an introvert and people stop me all day. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel different as you walk in, you carry yourself. So it's actually not something to be so afraid of. And maybe also just looking at like, where are the stories? Like what were your beliefs growing up? What's like that mindset and how can you transform that?
Yeah, I love that. One of my friends is a guy called Todd Herman, and he's got a book called The Ultra Ego Effect. And he's done mindset with like Kobe Bryant and a lot of the world's top athletes. And what he teaches is this you step into this alter ego with an item. So for someone, it might be a wristband, or they put a pair of socks on before an NBA game and they become this person. And it's very powerful in sports psychology with a lot of the world's best athletes he's worked with. And I can see that the same, like, you know, I can kind of go from, you know, being in my shorts on my balcony, and then 5 minutes later, I'm in my red coat walking on Miami Beach, and, you know, the persona changes, right? So it really, really does have that impact. How did you discover all this? What's the backstory?
Oh, like with style in my business?
Yeah, and how impactful it can be and all those things,
So I grew up in Virginia, and when I was a little girl, my mom used to sew me dresses when I was in preschool. And from, you know, as early as I can remember, I had really strong opinions at the fabric store about what it is I wanted and how I wanted it to look. And my mom wasn't really a trained seamstress, but she tried really hard. And sometimes I was pretty demanding. And by the time I was in elementary school, she would make me a dress every year for picture day. And, you know, throughout most of the year, my clothes were neither here nor there. And I looked up to the, you know, the girls that were always going out shopping with their mom and got to wear limited two and all the great designer stuff. But this one day of the year, I wore this like truly special piece that I helped create. There was a vision that no one else could buy. And from the moment that I got into the school bus, like, I was a different girl. I was very shy. I had a speech impediment, but I was different that day. And the way that I felt and the way that people responded to me and the way that I showed up in front of the camera. So I wanted every day to feel like picture day.
And
I think by the time I was a teenager, it was just so innate that was fashion and style was a part of me and part of my expression.
Well, now that's become a business, the book and everything. So can you fast forward us to present day? How does the business model work?
Yeah, so I work with people one-on-one. I work with people also around the world. I've had clients I haven't, you know, met before. And we go through it. Each client's a bit different, but I really love work. I work with people like holistically. It's not just like picking out an outfit. It's like, what is happening in their closets? What are their belief systems that they have around showing up? What is their brand, and how are we really going to craft their brand through their style? And like, who is this next evolution of who they're going to become? Like, how do you, we're like literally shed the skin of who they're not. And to be able to wear this up level, this elevated version of themselves.
It's fascinating because it does link back to confidence so much, right? I remember I had a friend that was a super nice guy, but kind of, not very confident and didn't do very well with, you know, with the opposite sex. And one day I just gave him a bunch of my old, like, designer nice clothes and forced him to wear them, and then got a haircut, like, at my hairdresser. And it's like a before and after. And then like, that just, his personality started to change just from like clothes and a haircut, right? Why is that?
You know, I think there's so much focus in our world about doing the inner work, which I'm of course a big believer in, but there is something of, if you work on the outer, like it actually pushes you, like you have to carry the energy like, and I think, you know, there's so much in our physical environment that really affects us and just everything from the clothes and how they're made and the intention and just the vibe. It's like, it's an elevated frequency that you're carrying.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about fashion, but I think, you know, my background when I first got into entrepreneurship was in fitness and weight loss and personal training. And I actually saw this, I think it's kind of probably closely linked to like when someone loses 30 pounds, they become more, you know, obviously more energized and healthier, but the biggest change is actually their confidence. You know, they wear nicer clothes, tighter clothes, they feel sexier, and then that actually helps them in many aspects of life outside of fitness, right? Like getting in a better relationship, getting a promotion in their job, making more friends, going out more. And do you see the same when you work with someone?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, my clients, it's like they've just become a different person. They start, if they're single, they start dating, they start new businesses. Like everybody notices. And, you know, it seems at first before they work with me, it seems like the most superficial thing.
It's really not so hard for them
to invest. And once they do it, they're like, this has changed my life more than anything else.
I've always loved fashion. So I see the benefit. But I mean, it's weight loss is a good comparison, because I imagine it almost like you don't want to run, but then like the wind's gushing behind you on a downhill and you start like accidentally running, and then momentum carries you. So sometimes you helping them in that initial phase is that push down the hill, right? And then the momentum carries them. So what are some of the results that some of your clients see working with you?
Yeah, well, you'll see soon with Kira. I mean, we went out on a shopping trip, you know, in New York City at Saks Fifth Avenue, and you know, she fell in love with all these clothes, and you know, it was this moment of like, you know, to go and invest this amount of money. And she's like, well, I'm going to go attract some more speaking opportunities, to wear these clothes. And now we're here and now we have a whole series. So just like so much more visibility, I would say, like start new businesses, just like get on stages.
Nice. Yeah.
Actually, like I worked with a client who was a creative, but more behind the scenes. And it gave her the confidence to actually like, create her own creative business and be like own the spotlight. I would say that's the thing.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And what about you know, moving more into the book side, right? And what's next for you beyond that? Like, you know, we talk a lot in Legacy Makers about it might start with our past and our history, and that creates adversity or something inside us that wants us to help people, right? And create change. And then that leads to a business. And then we start making money and helping people. But, you know, what's next for you with the book and helping people?
Yeah, so I'm writing this book. I'm actually rewriting this book. So I used to live in Bali. I had a major order fashion brand. And someone had pointed out to me most of my clients were single. And at the time, I did a lot of events around the island. And so I decided to do this event called Why You're Still Single.
Okay.
And it was this huge hit. And so I decided this was in to write a book. And then 2020 happened, and it took a life on its own.
Sure.
After I did book clubs, and it was a really amazing experience. But I decided that style was my lane, and I just had put it to rest. But recently I felt that the book was like tapping on my consciousness, and it wanted to be rewritten, and there was a message there. And so, I'm in the process of writing the book. I just wanted a book writing adventure. And what's fascinating about it, so it's called Radiant, and the subtitle is So Why Are You Still Single?
Okay.
And it's actually the same exact process of what I help people with style, of what is it that, you know, clearing out their love closets and becoming a match to what's really meant for them and to express who they really are.
Love
and
that.
it's been a really interesting journey, because style is an area that I've always felt really confident in. And so this has actually pushed me to be the student first.
Okay, good.
Because I've been single.
Yeah.
So it's been an amazing journey.
Cool. Love it. Yeah. So now moving into the whole legacy side, right? What does legacy mean to you?
Legacy means to me creating something bigger than yourself.
Okay.
And having an impact that touches, you know, just a mind-blowing amount of people. That it's almost like, you know, when you go camping and it's like you're not like not leaving anything behind, but like actually like leaving something on the like greater, like once you're gone, like there are things that people that you touched and an impact of your mission. That's what it means to me.
I love it. And how do you see that unfolding in your life with everything you're doing and the people you're helping?
I think it's ever evolving, but I would hope that I help, you know, the people that I've worked with and continue to really just help them to be more themselves.
Yep.
And then with the book to be connected to love and to, I mean, to have breakthroughs in their lives that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it really maybe starts up front, right? On the outside with fashion, but it's really, you know, becoming your true self, finding your true self, and the uniqueness behind you. Cause I think we all as humans have something unique about us. But again, coming back to what I said, I think most people are kind of ingrained into this mold. At least I came from England, where you could never wear that or the red coat that I wear. You know, they put you in an asylum home and you've lost the plot, as we say in England. And I think America is more welcoming of all of these personality types, and especially the big cities, right? Like LA. You know, LA, I walk around in my big red coat in Miami, and I'm not the only one with this crazy style, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the great thing about America, and there is more differences in all those personalities and groups. So next question around legacy is, you clearly have a lot of confidence, right? And I think that whole becoming your true self is so great. So if someone's listening and they're like, yeah, I really want to do this, right? Mm-hmm. I want to really get more confident and become... you know, work on those things, what would you teach them or say to them?
I would say first is to look at, you know, whatever sort of shame that you feel that is holding you back. You know, there's so much, I think, deeper in our subconscious. And, you know, I think so much of my journey has been like, I mean, you know, I've lived in Paris and Bali and I've done these amazing things, but actually the things were always the catalyst of like, embrace, like really coming to terms with the darkest sides of myself and what I didn't want to look at. And that doing that will actually set you free.
I like that. Good. Yeah. Last couple of questions around legacy. 100 years from now, what do you think people will say about you?
Well, 100 years from now, that I was a pioneer, that I was part of, you know, shifting the industry of style, and that, you know, so many women got liberated through my work. That's what I would hope.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And just tease us a little from the episode. What are some highlights? What are they going to learn? What are they going to enjoy when they kind of tune in and watch?
Oh, the episode. You're gonna learn, yeah, like it has not been a straight and narrow road. I did not go to fashion school, and I think just a lot of failure along the way, and a lot of fun, and just figuring it out along the way.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's a reoccurring trend of all the successful people, you know, that are part of Legacy Makers, from pro athletes to A-list celebrities to people that have built $100 million companies and best-selling books, gone through it all. There's one common trend, is the failures along the way that got them there. So I'm excited to tune in. If someone's watching, just to finish, where do they find you? How do they learn more about you and maybe get some help from you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. Have a Stylegasm.
Okay, love it. Love it. Well, that's a wrap. As always, keep working to build your legacy, and we'll see you soon. Take care.